What's going on, everybody? This is Mike with the Vid Biz Podcast. I am here in the fourth rendition of a studio. I haven't really landed on a set or a place that I want to consistently do this, so it might just keep changing. You never know. That is if you're watching the video version of this podcast. If you're just listening, you have no idea what I'm talking about, but that's okay. You should check out the video version on YouTube every Monday, just like this audio version. Like I said, this is the VidBiz Podcast. What is the VidBiz Podcast, you ask? Well, the VidBiz Podcast. How many times can I say VidBiz Podcast? This podcast is for you, the aspiring video production company owner person that wants to start a video business. Maybe you just started one. Maybe you've been doing it a while and you're just looking to listen to something. Maybe I asked you as my friend to listen to this on my Facebook or my Instagram and you're doing that. So thanks for doing that. But hopefully you are here because you are looking for some insight and perhaps a community around the video world, making videos, producing videos, whatever that might look like. I am here to hopefully give you some insight into what that looks like and to maybe give you some advice, maybe some impart some wisdom. I've been doing this for 10 years and 10 plus years, I guess, and have learned a lot of what not to do's and some what to do's. I guess you learn what to do when you learn what not to do. So if we want to get into it, let's just dive in. I think I've said this before, but I think eventually we'll get some guests on the podcast, maybe some of my fellow filmmaking friends, to kind of give some insight, maybe some marketing friends, maybe some just business friends, maybe just some friends. I don't know. We'll just see where it kind of evolves, but I just kind of want to keep producing these every week, and whether, you know, that's just me talking about something that's on my mind, or maybe that's just talking to someone else. I guess we'll see where it goes. But for now, it's just me. So today, this is kind of what I was going to hit on last week, and I kind of got sidetracked with something else. Or I guess, you know, I wasn't really sidetracked. I intentionally recorded that. Really just felt like that what I talked about last week with having a bad attitude and just kind of, you know, if you haven't checked that out, check out episode 002. And we could, I talked about just having a bad attitude and just, you know, kind of talking smack about clients and stuff like that, how it's not okay. So you should listen to that one too. But first, today, I've really adopted this phrase, and it really pertains specifically to video production, but I'll elaborate on how I really feel like it can cross over into any realm of business as well as any realm of life. And the phrase that I have adopted, and I'm going to trademark and make t-shirts, I think I actually might make a t-shirt, but it's become kind of my mantra, I guess, or kind of a catchphrase, I guess, that I say to myself, and that is just stop and export. Just stop and export. And if you're in the video production world, you probably can kind of see where I'm going with this, but if you're not familiar, the term export is utilized in video production when you finish a project, you finish a video, and then you need to get that video into a readable format for the client, for YouTube, whatever. So you export it. So it's basically the rendering, the processing of that, the video from the editing software and into a final video format, like an MP4. And that's kind of like the final, I guess, other than like uploading it to the internet, that's the final process in the video making process, I guess. So I've kind of adopted this phrase of just stop and export, because in my history as a video editor and a video producer, it is my personality to just rehash the same thing, keep going back to the edit, keep going back to a video that I'm editing and really like just tweaking this and, you know, adjusting this and that. And when it is probably a fully fleshed out video, I keep going back and kind of like, oh, it's not quite perfect. It's not exactly how I want it to be. And in recent years, I guess I've really adopted, obviously there's a specific end goal for a video. And hopefully, you know, once you kind of hit that mark and you kind of make a little few tweaks, there's probably a point where you can say, it doesn't really matter if I stop now or if I continue, I could probably continue editing for another hour or two. It's probably not going to really change the overall function and goal of the video. And so I've kind of adopted the phrase, like I said, so just stop and export. You're done. And if I were to write a book for video, you know, video producers and things like that, I would probably like title it Just Stop and Export, and then like subtitle, I just want to read it, How Perfectionism is Stealing Our Joy. I think as a creative, and I feel like a lot of creatives can probably empathize with me, especially when it's art and you're creating something and your name's attached to it, we are very notorious for perfectionism, to a fault. And I remember early on in my career, just, you know, like I said, spending so much time. There are obviously things that you need to spend time doing, and at the editing process takes a long time to do. But there, like I said, is a point where it's just negligible. It's null. It's not worth it to continue, because you're basically, you could even potentially be ruining something. But as creatives, we have this mindset because our name is attached to it. And then when money is involved and people are paying us, we really hash out and we spend an exorbitant amount of time perfecting, quote unquote, this final product. And the reality is it's never going to be perfect, because if it was perfect, you could go back in a year or 5 years or 10 years and watch it and be like, wow, that's great. That's perfect. But that's not the reality, because you're always going to be getting better. You're always going to be getting more creative and coming up with new ideas and different ways of editing and different ways of doing things. So you're never going to get to that point of it being perfect. And I have had to come to that realization that it's not going to be like that. And you can kind of justify in your mind, or try to justify in your mind, well, this is for a client, they're paying money, it needs to be perfect. it needs to be what you have promised, signed in a contract to the client, and hopefully to the best of your ability doing that. But perfectionism, striving for that perfect video in this case, or that perfect situation, whatever you're trying to do, you're never going to get there. I kind of looked up the definition of perfectionism, and it's perfectionism is driven by an internal pressure to not fail, and that really struck me, because everything that we ever put on ourselves is because of us. Now, if you're a social media user, if you are in that world, this is even more prevalent and puts even more pressure on us, because we do it in real life, or, you know, we do it in life, like on our personal, you know, Instagrams or whatever, and we're like, oh, they have a perfect life, they have a perfect family, their kids are always happy and smiling. And then we also do it in business, where we look at other filmmakers and photographers and creatives, and wow, their work is so amazing, it's perfect, like they never do anything. And so we hold that same standard, that perceived standard, that everything must look perfect and be perfect, and that we must always be producing like perfect content at all times. And that just isn't reality, because think of your own portfolio and what you put out there versus what you don't put out there. Every single person that is a creative has work out there that no one has ever seen, maybe except for the client, and no one will ever see, because it is not like how they want to be perceived. From the outside looking in, they look great. They look perfect. It looks like they have every project on lock. They do it an A-plus job every time. They've never struggled. But the reality is we let all of those, you know, influencers and just other people that are doing the same thing as us really get inside of our minds. Like, their Instagram feed and their portfolio is perfect, their reel is perfect, not an Instagram reel, but like their, you know, portfolio reel is perfect. And I guess just to counter that, you have to be okay with failing. Yes, but you just have to be okay with doing the best that you can in the moment. Never, you don't have to, like I said, deliver what is promised to clients or whatnot, but you're never going to get to a point where, there's never going to become a point where you're like, this is perfect. I've never in 10 years, hundreds if not thousands of videos produced and edited and exported, have I ever said, this is perfect. I might have said, like, wow, this is some of my best work. But that quickly changes, because like a week from now or a month from now, tastes change and styles change a little bit and trends change. And so that might not, your best work is the work that you're doing right now, and it doesn't have to be perfect. And it is everything, every single thing that you do, every single thing that you make, every single thing that you create, everything, single thing that you export is something that has come out of your mind and your heart and your soul, and no one can take that away from you. And so but if we strive for that perfect video, if we strive for that perfect project or perfect design or whatever it may be, we're going to constantly be disappointed. We're going to constantly be frustrated. And ultimately, it could, you know, lead to being anxious or depressed because we're not getting it, or so we think. But we are. You are, I promise. Just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing the best right now than you have ever done. And so just keep doing it. So I guess just like to reiterate that one thought, however it pertains to you in the moment or whatever career, whatever field you're in, just stop and export. Just there's no more that can be done, and you need to be okay with that. And if you're anything like me or anything like my clients, you're going to constantly be like, they're going to hate it. They're going to hate it. It sucks. They're going to hate it, and they're going to love it, because you gave them what you told them that you would give them, and you're an honest and kind and compassionate and conscientious person, and the relationship matters the most, hopefully, and then hopefully the project is secondary. That's not always the case, but I hope that is the case. So stop aiming for perfection. It will steal your joy, and you will never get there because it does not exist. Perfectionism does not exist in business. You will never have the perfect year, perfect sales year. You will never have the perfect accounting year. You will never have the perfect video year where every single video that you produce is top notch and you love every single one of them and every single one of them is quote unquote perfect, because it's just not a reality. And whatever business you are in, or really in life, just like whatever you're facing, whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're doing in your life, maybe it's in home, maybe it's in business, maybe it's in the community, you're never going to hit that perfect mark. So just stop. Just stop. Just stop and export. And now we're at that point of the show where I recommend something, and I'm not really going to recommend something in like pop culture or something, but today I'm going to recommend pen and paper. I'm really liking pen and paper. I have this notebook and I have this pen, and I like to write things and organize my thoughts, even though it doesn't look very organized. I like to do it in pen and paper form. Sometimes there's a digital disconnect when I'm like typing notes. So today's recommendation, pen and paper, do it. So that is that's the end of the show. And like I said, this is the VidBiz podcast. You can check our web presence out at carrotfilmco.com/podcast. You can check the Facebook group, the VidBiz podcast. There is a community group, the VidBiz community, on Facebook as well, where we can chat. We can talk about video business things, and you can ask questions, and hopefully we can really be an encouragement to one another, and really just become a community of people that want to start getting serious about starting a business in the creative realm. So that's where we are. And I hope you have an awesome week, and we'll talk at you next Monday.